Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks. This time we take you back to 1977, composer Petko Stajnov. Petko Stajnov, 1896-1977, lived to the age of 80, 70 of which he spent in darkness as he lost his eyesight as a child. They say that when you lose your vision, all other senses become much keener. This may give the key to his words. From the moment an idea or image reverberates in a composer's mind, to the moment when, after a myriad of transformations, it turns to music, parallel with his existence in the real world, the composer leads a second spiritual existence. It is an existence of contemplation, of visions and sensations that nourish the creation of music. Petko Stajnov developed a keen sense of the taste and the needs of the Bulgarian audience, and the works he has left us are emblematic of Bulgarian musical culture. His name has gone down in history as the man who composed the first work in which the folklore of Thrace is rendered symphonically. In an interview preserved by the Bulgarian National Radio's Golden Fund audio archives, the composer says that he ascribes his inspiration to the land of his birth. My childhood is connected with Kazanluk. There I got to know the scenery of Bulgaria and came to love the beauty of my country. Later, as an adult, I learned to understand the people, their work and their livelihood, most of all by way of our folklore. The working day would invariably end with a song. I would listen and I just couldn't get enough. My childhood memories have remained engraved in my heart, and I decided that the impressions I have accumulated must find expression in the music I compose. I had seen the women dancing after harvesting the fields, and so I decided that my first work should depict life in the village in my childhood and youth. Petko Stajnov took this idea of his to Germany, where he studied. It grew to maturity, parallel with his feeling of homesickness. His Thracian Dance Symphony Suite was finished in 1928. In time, it was to become an integral part of the programme of any symphony concert in the country. The composer himself remembers passing people by in the street and hearing them hum parts of the suite.
Thank you.
Petko Steinov composed his most remarkable works in the symphony and choir genres. The years from 1930 until 1939 he dedicated to moulding the Bulgarian national music style, an objective musicians in this country had set themselves in those years. That was the time when he wrote his most famous symphony works, such as his Fairy Tale Symphonic Suite and his first choral ballads. The period culminated in the first performance of his symphonic poem Thrace in 1939. Today, the house in Kazanlok the composer grew up in is a cultural centre. The Petko Steinov home was created by a foundation bearing his name and houses a permanent museum collection as well as a musical salon where visitors can see and hear the composer's piano. The salon is used for music classes and chamber concerts, literary readings and other cultural events.